Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. I'm Jen. Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
We're back.
Is it too annoying and late to say Happy New Year? I think it is. I don't like it after the 4th.
I did it on Friday with the listeners, so no, you're late. It's not Happy New Year. It's just January. It's cozy time.
Cozy time. Well, you know.
Oh, peak cozy.
Oh, well, I mean, it's like there's not much going on between like January and April, is there?
No, we're snuggling, we're reading, we're trying beauty products, all that stuff. What are you getting into?
Listen, well, you know that I told you about that impulse buy that I had in like the last standing Barnes & Noble on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, but then I made you stop because I wanted to hear it live on the podcast. Go ahead, tell everyone.
So, you know.
This happens, by the way, when Jess and I are talking, like as friends in real life, I'll be like, save it for the pod.
So I love to support print for obvious reasons. And I succumb to the $20 magazine. Sometimes it has to be done. Okay.
Book binding, I hope.
Oh, it looks like a coffee
thick,
table book.
Like,
thick. Amazing stock, beautiful photography. I do think, and we talked about this, I think it was when we were asked about, like, we were asked in an article, what do you think, like, is the future of Allure magazine? And Jen and I did not confer with one another, and we both landed on small run print, like high quality,
So what small run high quality print did you buy?
The title is called Bella Grace. And here's how it got me. I didn't even look at the title of the magazine. I just saw this beautiful photo of a smoky gray cat, like stretched out long, like vertically. Okay. So like top to bottom. And it's like spine was against like the spine of the the magazine, and it was all in like smoky blue grays. Like the art direction was really nice. Like the whole thing, by the way, it was a rainy day. And it was like the perfect rainy day.
Oh, wait, is it the Cozy issue? I just pulled up their website.
Wait, to steal the story.
You did that to me last year.
And it said the Cozy issue. And like there was like a throw blanket, if I remember. The magazine's not in front of me, but the image was so impactful with the words and the mood I was in and the vibe outside. And I didn't even look at the price. I was just like, I'll take it. And I just like threw it on the counter. Yeah. And I stood in the store after I paid for it, I was like reading it in the store. And it was like all of these great ideas for being cozy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It was great. It was inspiring.
Have you seen their other issues?
No.
You need to get into this. This is like Jess is getting, like, there's some coastal grandma going on. I'm not sure what else there's going on here. Oh, here we have a dog and a hat. Oh, a lot of fashion hats, flowers.
I'm not saying, like, this isn't going to give you, like, fashion inspo. This isn't, cutting edge. No. You know, fashion and
it's
beauty ideas. But yeah, it's vibes. It's just vibes. But it had like great little, you know, I think people go to print for like great little, like cute, quick inspo ideas or just like a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. It was a mood. It got me in the mood.
What is this reminding me of? Like, I don't know, this whole, it has a little bit of a nostalgia factor that's giving me like the whole imagery in their product. Anyway, you guys should check it out, Bella Grace. I think it's very Jess for our listeners that aren't shy.
I started downloading like more
looks
cozy
a little
playlist.
Earnest for my liking.
Jen, all right, well, whatever, fine.
I didn't read it though. I'm not going to judge until I read it. I'm going to buy myself a copy.
$20. I'm just telling you.
That's fine. You know, this woman is holding a strain of wheat in her hand, just one. And I'm there for that. You know, like what's she going to do with that wheat?
Bake something. You're the
chef. Is she making bread?
You're the one who
cooks. Is she going to make an adorable, you know, tea cozy with it or like hang it up in her kitchen? I'm here for it. Listen, who am I to talk? I'm over here sipping my High Garden tea from Tennessee
in a floral mug. Wearing a...
Do you remember one of our listeners raised a wand to High Garden teas? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Guys, of course, I went and got the Einstein tea, but then I like just loved their whole vibe and it was really good. And longtime listeners will know I have interstitial cystitis. DM me if you have gotten chronic UTIs and you think they're UTIs and or you have IC and you don't know. I will take you through the whole journey. I should do a special podcast sometime about that.
You should
anyway,
just like a Google Doc that you could share.
I should. Mm-hmm. The founder also has interstitial cystitis, so she makes a bladder relief tea. So I'm having a flare-up right now, so I've been sipping her bladder relief tea. It's delightful. I think it's helping. It might just be helping because it's making me drink a lot, but whatever. Cozy. This should be an article in Bella Grace.
I was about to say that Bella Grace would elevate this topic and put some mood lighting on it.
Yeah, they would.
Let's elevate this conversation.
You know what? You haven't come to the wrong place. You came to Fat Mascara. I feel like that's so like, look at us starting off the new year different. Your favorite beauty podcast. Here we are. We've got news to fill you in on. And I am so excited for this episode because finally Jess gets to tell us, give us a behind the scenes look at what she's been doing for the last, like almost a year now, right?
Yeah, it's been like 8-9 months, which I think we've accomplished so much in such a short time. But yeah, it's been
Operandi hired her to literally start their beauty category. So she's been like editing away. And every time she finds a product, she's been teasing me like, oh, I found this new thing or I have this other one. And, you know, we're just going to wait until I can tell you about it for real. So finally that day is here where she's going to share with us after we do the news. She's going to share with us some of her top picks and just fill us in on what she's been into. Oh, I'm so excited.
Very excited to share about it. So that comes after our news.
Get your tea, get your strain of wheat, hold that in your mouth, and listen to us as we do Fat Mascara.
Let's hit it. Okay, I'm doing the news now, guys. I'm still laughing about Bella Grace and Jen's tea. All right.
I gave some more creative notes on it after we stopped recording.
All right. Okay. It's going to take me a minute to shake that one off. Okay. All right, so listen, by the way, I am late to the party. I finished over vacation White Lotus season one. All right. Sydney Sweeney's great, says Jessica Matlin 7 years later. She is now the face of Armani.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. She is the face of a fragrance called My Way. And this is a soon to be released perfume. It's got bergamot oil, orange blossom, enfleurage, and bitter orange oil from Egypt. And in a statement.
Yes, please.
Yes. She said, it's a very pretty bottle. It's like pink and blue. It's very like young and pretty. Sweeney said, I could not be happier and prouder to represent Armani Beauty. This brand values inner beauty and provides high quality products to bring out everyone's most authentic selves. My Way is a fresh fragrance that perfectly encapsulates so much of myself.
She definitely wrote that herself.
I know. My Way is a fresh fragrance that perfectly encapsulates, so conversational, so much of myself that I could share with others. Okay, so here's something that we know she really said. She told Arden Fanning at Vogue, I remember growing up and wanting to find that one scent that was me. Like if someone smelled it, they would think of Sydney.
Oh, I do too. When I was younger, that was like a signature was like
what's
key
you?
For me.
Right.
Yeah.
So she said, when I tried My Way, I was like, holy moly, this is actually me. So, you know, if you try this fragrance, this is something that she actually connects with and she actually wears. So good for her.
Also, there's not enough bitter orange in our lives. I just feel like Neroli needs to have a moment. Like, not like, it's not orange, you guys. It is like green and bitter and like dirty, sexy orange. I can't even describe it, but it's like one of my favorite notes right now. So I need to get a bottle of that.
Jen, have you found a fragrance where you feel like it's totally you? Like if you had to wear one thing forever, it would be totally you?
Oh, God, no. No. Not at all.
Yeah.
I have that for moods and moments in my life. I have like my sexy date night. I have the one that reminds me of my wedding. Like I like to change them up because like then I get to smell them later and it's like revisiting with old friends.
Same. You know? I like the way you put that.
I do like when people I know have a signature fragrance. So I like when I hug them, it reminds me of them.
Yeah.
But no, you neither, right? Like that's, I feel like.
Yeah, I think I've like moved away from that concept.
Yeah, but what I remember when I was a teen, I thought like for sure I was like, because everybody was wearing, you know, blue gingham and I didn't want to be like everybody else. So I had to go over to the body shop instead of Bath and Body Works. You know what I'm saying?
That tracks. But yeah, I'm definitely a body shop over Bath and Body. Yeah.
And White Musk was me back then.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. Okay. So when I read, I just skimmed this at first and I was like, eye roll, actress Julie Bowen was starting a skincare line. I was like, what? Why do we need another skincare line from an actress? And then I read properly. So smart. Actress Julie Bowen is starting a skincare line with another person, advertising veteran Jill Byron. They're filling a major gap in the marketplace, one for tween boys. Enter JB Scrub, and that's spelled Scrub, S-K-R-U-B.
I saw.
So
my boy's going to be a tween soon, and I was like, wait, I'm going to have to talk to him about pimples and skincare?
Well, Jen, I saw that because Jen and I were on the same email, and I was like, wait a second. What is a tween? So I Googled tween. Tweens are 8 to 12. So he's ready.
No.
He's ready for this
he's
now.
He's 8. Yes, yeah, so you are not saying he's a tween.
He's a tween. So he's ready for this. So this is filling the gap in the marketplace for tweens. There really is. I mean, I'm just thinking in my mind, there's nothing for these tween boys. And the tagline is, in the battle against dirt, grime, stink, and funk, we reign supreme. So the branding is really age appropriate. It's like not sophisticated, but it's not like, you know, for babies, it's sort of primary colors, but like kind of reminds me of like Nickelodeon, like, or at least when I was growing up, like Nickelodeon kind of colors, like brights, like clashing brights and, you know.
Yeah.
There's a face wash, there's body wash, there's face pads that appear to have some kind of like oil absorbing.
He doesn't even need to wash his face at this point. It's just like when there's chocolate on it. And stepmom comes in with lick up the thumb and then a rub.
Yeah. But like you can't even get some of these kids to shower, you know?
Like, yeah, and especially as you get closer towards puberty, I could see this really being like
the dirt, the grime, the stink, and the funk. And yeah, you know, these kids, like they don't even, I was like, these kids, like I just remember being in school and all of a sudden the boys start to smell
I think it's also age dependent. When I think it's like an 8-year-old in some person's family might actually be ready for this, and an 8-year-old in another. Like, it's all about when your body starts to change and that bacteria finds its way into places.
And you don't want to embarrass them by saying, hey, you need to, you know, use dad's.
This makes it fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that it's such a sensitive topic with kids. So I think this is a really great idea. I'm shocked that, you know, brands haven't latched onto this earlier. So I think it's great. So that is what's going on with Julie Bowen. So enter JB Scrub. Okay, I just had to shout out new products from Jo Baker, the makeup artist. I think she's amazing. These are really cute. So if you don't follow Jo Baker, please do. She, you know, I don't think there's like needs to be so much new product in the world. We could talk about that in a few minutes when we talk about what I've been
up to. No.
I just, you know, the churn like wears Jen and I out, but this really, you know, I thought was really cute. So Jo Baker is known for her really fun, colorful looks. I just find them really, you know, they stand out. So she has a line called Bake Up.
Oh, this is reminding me of your Teen Vogue days, like when you did that like rhinestone-y poppy.
That's
like
so
with the
funny.
Stickers one time.
I was just thinking about that today. That's so funny. Yeah. You know, I'd forgotten about it for a long time. And then I did like a search because I was looking for Violette's email address. And she did that shoot. And I searched the email address and she'd written me about the shoot. And I was like, holy cow, that was really freaking, that was a cool shoot. Anyway, but yeah,
it was
like
such a cool shoot.
Thank you. Thank you. Long story short, she has these new things. They're called Palm Palettes, which is a cute name. And they come in pastel, neon, and primary. And they remind me, they're inspired by really just those kind of like set, you know, the makeup artist like sets. So it's like pigments when you're on set.
Yeah, what's
set.
A palm palette? Is it?
They look like little ice cube trays or just like little pigment boxes that when you're on set and a makeup artist, they're not using. Often they're not using like the palettes that you and I would go buy at the department store or drugstore. They're using a professional palette that's packed with pigment. And
the Makeup Forever one that every makeup artist that's been on our show talks about. Like the little boxes with little.
Yeah, they're clear like acrylic boxes. Yeah.
And got it.
And I just love how visual they are. I love how, you know, playful and experimental they are. And I think there's just a really nice cohesion between what she does and how it's manifesting in product. I think it's cool.
Jess, is this a continuation of a trend you brought up in our Naughty and Nice episode? Let the experts do the innovating. Let the experts make the products. You called this out last year.
Did I say that?
We're seeing a shift. Yes, you did.
Yes, that's exact. It's all happening, Jen. Exactly as I predicted. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're doing. She like sat on the mic. Okay. Continue.
Okay. All right. Anyway, last but not least, this is big. If you're paying close attention to the headlines the past couple of weeks, you probably know that the CES show happened, Consumer Electronics Show, right?
Oh, yes. I forgot to look into the beauty news out of it. Share it with me.
So L'Oreal always does something interesting. You know, it doesn't always mean whatever they put out doesn't always mean that this is like going to be the biggest thing on the shelves, you know, for Christmas next year. But it's always like setting a trend of what's happening in the world of beauty, whether it's like customization or sun protection. You know, like a lot of cool innovations have come out and started a lot of conversations. Well, Jen, I feel like I'm very excited about this one because it hits on something that we've talked about a lot, which is inclusivity in terms of ability. So we had Terry Bryant from Guide Beauty on the show last year, and she talked about adaptive cosmetics. So her whole line was about making cosmetics like able, you know, being able to use them no matter what your like physical ability. So L'Oreal came up with something called Hapta. They're aware that an estimated 50 million people globally live with limited or fine motor skills. And Hapta is something that's, by the way, this is under development. Again, this is not going to be like on the shelves tomorrow. It's a handheld, ultra-precise, smart makeup applicator. And they worked on it with a company called Verily, which is a research company. And you're able to stabilize and level utensils to give people the ability to like use different tools. So the easiest way to describe it is like a tool that allows you to apply to use another tool. So I saw a picture of it and it was a tool that allowed you to like put a lipstick in this tool and then be able to like maneuver the lipstick easily. So the first way they're going to develop the tool or the first practical application is going to be with Lancome. They're going to pilot it with Lancome in 2023, and then they're going to follow that with additional makeup applications in the future.
I love this. I wonder if Hapta comes from like haptic, like because you're using like touch feedback and things. I cannot wait until they let people start trying this to see what people think. The L'Oreal lab is cool. All right. We're going to be done with the news, but there's another headline, a modo operandi headline. So we'll meet you on the other side of the ads to talk about that. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, okay, everyone. So now, Jen, it's time for the big reveal. I can finally tell you like what I've been working on.
So top secret over there.
I know, so top secret. So listen, guys, if you're new to the pod, you might not have known that like in May, I started working at Moda Operandi. And maybe for those of you who like have hung out with us for a little bit, You may or may not, I don't know. I don't know how much you guys know. But basically, I was an editorial for almost all my life. And then I took a leap and it was amazing. And I moved over to Moda Operandi, which is a luxury retailer, mostly in fashion, to head up their beauty business. And it was amazing, amazing opportunity. So basically, just like quick, like, you know, sketch, Moda has mostly been in fashion, and what they do. So go online right now, like go. So you can
wait till we're done talking.
Huh? Oh yeah. Okay. Wait till we're done talking. Okay. So go check out Moda if you're not familiar. So what Moda does is they sell mostly fashion, home and fine jewelry up until now, like up until basically like yesterday. And their whole thing, which was to me very attractive, is doing a mix, like basically an edit of emerging designers and established designers. But it's like they're really known for being a platform for emerging designers and like making, you know, this really special mix and putting them on the same platform and like talking about them in the same breath, which is really rare for a retailer. And also, by the way, it was started by a former editor. So I got to go over there and create my dream curation of luxury beauty products and work with a top team to really create this like beautiful shop for people who are like super discerning about what they want in beauty. So it launched yesterday. It's iterative. This is just the beginning. This is just my starting lineup. But it's been really
cool.
Wait,
what does iterative mean? I don't know that word.
Like it's going to be changing. It's going to be, this is just the beginning.
Multiple iterations. Iterative.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
that. This is just like the start of the journey.
Give us the pics. Give us the pics.
Give us the pics. Okay. So, I mean, this is like the pics of the pics. This is like, for me to nail down my favorites just for Moda was rough. So then for me to like mention some of my favorites on Fat Mascara is even harder. But I'll...
Everybody, fam, you hear that? We are getting the highlights of the highlights.
And it's hard because
with Jess's BTS commentary. Hit us with the all-stars, Jess.
This is what's hard because also like so many of the... So many of the products are from folks who you guys already know. Like you guys have heard their stories. You know what their favorite products are. So many of the products are like, are from like Fat Mascara, Razor Wands. My whole philosophy for Moda is all about heroes and hidden gems. Like, by the way, that's like
hidden gems.
Hidden gems. Oh my God. I just totally did a gem. A hidden gem.
Julia Fox.
No, like it's, you're not going to find everything. Like PS, if you're going to log on and be like, oh, I thought I was going to see everything. I thought I was going to see like a product dump and like be able to find like 45 different eye creams. Like you're not going to find it, hon. Like, you know, Jen and I talk about this all the time.
No, you did the work for us.
Yeah. Like I don't want to see, like as an editor, I don't want to see like the world like on a plate. Like it's too much. It's too much. Like Jen and I talk about this all the time. It's like, there's too much. So
curate it for us.
Okay. So anyway, you asked me for like my faves. So the first one, noticing some consistency here, is Emea. Is Emea, I like lose my mind for her. Jen and I like, I know we talked about this like in the summer.
Well, which product though? She's so, okay. She has several now. What's the highlight? Well, give it to us.
I didn't exactly care.
And everybody knows you have to stop. Everybody knows this doesn't mean you don't like the other products or whatever. Just what's the best of the best?
With Isamay, I didn't really curate so much, okay?
Oh, you put the whole line. All right, the whole line's on there.
Yeah, okay. she doesn't have a lot of products. And
it was already curated.
Yes. You know, she did the curating for you.
Which product, can I ask though, what have you been using again and again that you keep going back to from her line?
From her, she has this amazing serum from her like BDSM line, your industrial collection, sorry. That's what she calls it. But that beautiful like glaze, it's like a skin glaze, the serum.
Yes.
So I love that serum, but we also have a pre-sale on the Wildstar palette, which is freaking gorgeous. It's just like, this reminds me of like the Versace palette that I reference like three times a year from like the late 90s. It's so fabulous. It's just like, so like, I hate the word bling, but it's like so blinged out, so fab.
Is it eyeshadows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Bastien is, he has a, if you know, Bastien is one of the world's most sought after medical pedicurists. And you know how Jen and I feel about a mani-pedi.
When I got a mani-pedi from him,
he's
also kind of handsome.
Oh, he's very handsome.
I felt like a Swiss ski instructor had come to caress my feet. And he was so all business. But I felt like a little bit like, you know, it just felt weird having like a really handsome guy do my feet.
He's very handsome.
But he had this foot file that I loved. I don't know. What did you, okay, so what's Moda got from Bastien?
We have, we have the pedicure cream. We have the hand cream. We have the nail cream. We have like, he calls the girly cream, which is like a little like a nail cream, a cuticle cream. We have the buffer. We have the
buffer. That's what it was. The buffer.
We have the scrub for your feet. We've got a lot of beautiful products from his collection, and I'm really proud to say that we have the exclusive outside of his own distribution. So this was like a major coup for us, and I'm really excited. And he's such a gentleman. He's so charming. He's been lovely to work with. Then I'm also, Jen, this one I thought of you immediately because I know you share my same passion for this, the Cydia hand scrub.
Oh, I said, watch out, Aesop. Oh yeah. My God, I love it. I love how it looks in my bathroom.
Chic.
I love the little nubbies.
You didn't know you needed a hand scrub, but you do.
You do need a hand scrub.
You need a hand scrub. And one that's easy to use. You just have to pump it. You don't have to like open up something and then squish it. And it's just like pump, scrub, easy rinse. There isn't a bunch of crap like stuck in your ring. It's just like really easy and so silky. And the way your hands feel after, it's like a little, it's like a pick-me-up. It's just like a small pick-me-up. And you can use hand cream after. I mean, that's nice to do that. But it just feels so good. And they give you a generous amount. I like the pump. I just think everything from like top to bottom is done well there. Okay, then.
I see a theme emerging. You're not just, you're giving us the parts that we maybe haven't paid attention to. We are getting foot stuff. We're getting a hand scrub. Mm-hmm. It's like, why not bring the luxury like below the chin.
There's a lot of moisture. Yeah, there's a lot of moisture. Okay.
Well, this is your picks of the picks, so yeah.
Yes. Okay, Régime de Flore, Little Flower. This is the fragrance I was wearing on my birthday.
Finally! It smells so good, and you would not even tell me about it. She was like you'd think it was so crazy. Secrets over there at Moda. Okay, tell me about the scent you were wearing.
I get really nerdy about like stuff like this sometimes. You know, I get.
But
like,
it's me. I wasn't gonna like give away the secret. We can finally know. Okay, Régime de Flore.
You know who I am with this stuff. I'm like a Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay. So Régime de Flore, Little Flower. This brand, Régime de Flore, I've discovered only in like the past couple of years. It is such a gorgeous brand. The perfumer is so talented, and it's annoying because she's like multi talented. She was like an artist before, did like films, and it's like, okay, now I'm doing fragrance, and like she did fragrance. You have to like talk to her. You need to like have her on, because when she was describing her trajectory to me, I had my jaw on the floor. It was like just like talent after talent after talent, and then she drops a bunch of fragrances, and they're all good. Like when the
Wait,
box-
tell me about Little Flower, though, because I was so confused by it. Because, like, it had the vibe of a floral, but I was like, but it's not floral. Like, I almost would wear it. Like, what is going on in that
scent? It has, like, a tartness to it, and it also has a woodsiness to it. So I should probably know the notes all offhand, but I don't, which is bad. But let's just say it's a floral that Jen Sullivan will wear, and also it was created by Chloe Sevigny, which kind of says it all. It's like it's, I think Chloe wore it to her wedding. Yeah, it's created by Chloe Sevigny.
Oh my God, so coolest wedding of like 2020 or whatever, up in Connecticut with like smoking ciggies with Chloe and like a floral. It's like sexy old fashioned floral that isn't like bright and fun. It's like...
And it has major staying.
And we'll talk about things.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a curious floral. It's a curious floral.
I almost said when I was going to describe it to people, I was going to be like, it made me go twice. Because I was like, wait, what's happening? Because it's a disconnect because there's floral, but then these other notes read not floral. And it sort of makes your brain have to work a little bit overtime in the best way possible.
Damn. Boom.
Hire me, Moda.
I love it. So yeah, this is, the bottle is awesome. It's very sculptural. So if you have it on your desk or your dresser, people will pick it up. They'll want to know more. Like, I'm not saying that people are getting a fragrance bottle for other people, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's gorgeous. It's very old school. And then
it's an objet.
Yes, that's a good word. And then last but not least, remember I was saying like the heroes and hidden gems? This is a product that I have had in every apartment I've ever lived in, from that like shit box on Avenue B to like, you know, where I live now, okay?
Wait, when did you live on Avenue B? What year?
2005 to 2007. 2004.
Do you know I lived on Avenue C in 2005 and 6? Did we ever talk about this?
No.
Were we neighbors and didn't even realize it?
I guess so. I mean, we got offline about
that. That was back when they called it Alphabet City, which I don't think anybody calls anymore.
They don't call it Alphabet City anymore?
I haven't heard it in a while. Okay. What is the product that was in every apartment Jessica Matlin has ever had?
Tracy Martin exfoliating mask.
I've never heard you talk about this. Bring me over into the cult. Tell me everything.
Wait a second. Did you use this or do you not use this?
I don't know.
The enzyme exfoliating mask? The blue one?
Okay, I do know it. And you have talked about it. Continue.
It's like one and done. It does the job. People don't like, I feel like when it came out, people talked about it a lot. But then
with the gold cap, yes.
Yeah, gold cap, blue. It's kind of spongy texture. But then it's like other masks have come and gone. But this guy will always like, will never do you wrong. You put it on before you need to go somewhere, it hardens, and then you like wash it off with, I'd like to take it off with a washcloth, and your skin looks better. it's like the date that like,
I want to go to Moda Operandi and click on these products and have like a little bubble of Jess like pop up and just like a video of like, just buy it.
Can I put in a tech request with Jeremy for that?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You tell me. It's your company.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Jeremy. I'm sure he'll love that.
I absolutely know what it is now that you mentioned. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize right away the name. But
it's, it's like, it's a stand-up guy.
it's a hidden gem. More people need to get on board.
It's a hero because it's won like 95 awards.
Oh, sorry. This is a hero, not a hidden gem.
But you know what? It's like, it can be both.
Okay. There you go.
It's like some of these, like it's a hidden gem. To some people, it's a hero to me.
I like that.
So anyway, I'm very proud of our curation. I'm proud of the work everyone's done. I'm proud of what we've been able to achieve in under a year. It's been a lot of work in under a year.
Can
but
I
I'm
just
really
request now going forward, since your whole job is about defining new products and whatever, and she kept finding these things and it would be raise a wand time and she wouldn't be able to say it because it wasn't available in the United States yet on Moda. Going forward, can we get the gems more regularly, please?
Yes. Now that it's like no longer a secret.
Thank you. All right. That's all.
But gems in development will not be public until they're at Moda. Gems,
right, and that also might annoy people anyway because they wouldn't be able to buy it yet. But I love this edit. I want one of each. Thank you
very much for your patience with me. Okay, that was a lot of product, a lot of talking. So I'm gonna let Megan from Philadelphia take over now. Megan, time to raise a wand.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Megan from Philadelphia calling with a raise a wand for a small, female-founded brand and a recommendation specifically for Jess. Several weeks ago, you mentioned the discontinuation of Urban Decay's Litter nail polish, which I think many of us slightly older millennials remember fondly. I love glitter nail polish, and I struggle to find one that has good staying power and looks as good in the bottle as it does on your nails. I Love Nail Polish Brand, or ILNP, has dozens of shades, incredible staying power, and dense color. The swatch on your nails looks exactly like the color in the bottle. I think the closest color to Litter is probably their topper called My Private Rainbow, but if that doesn't work, they have 14 other silver shades for you to try. My personal favorite is a pinky beige neutral called Birthday Suit. Ladies, thank you for all you do. Love the pod.
Megan, that was awesome. I have to say, I can't wait to go pick this up. I feel like this will fill the litter-shaped void in my heart.
I know. Isn't that sweet that she did homework for you?
That was really sweet of her.
I love it. I love it. So I'm still going to be cycling through, guys, your homework from last year because there are so many good, small, independently owned, founder-created products that you called out to us when you shared your Raise a Wand. So I still have a couple more. So for the month of January, you knew this was coming. You know us well. We're dry. Our hair is very dry. Hair masks.
Brittle.
Give me your hair masks. Give me your hair oils. Give me your hair moisture. No matter your hair texture, all hair textures welcome. Tell us your hair texture when you raise a wand too. And you know how to do that. info@fatmascara.com or call us 646-481-8182. Jess, I just feel like you've seeded your Raise a Wands because you just raised a wand.
Like 45 products.
27 uncut gems. Oh, wait, I mean.
Gems.
Wait.
Did I really say heroes and hidden gems?
Hidden gems.
Heroes and hidden gems.
I need to get that out of my head. Otherwise, I'm going to like go to like the launch of Moda and be going around like, I love how Jess found all the uncut gems.
Heroes and hidden gems.
Heroes and hidden gems.
I will own that. I'll own if I said it like that.
You didn't. You definitely didn't.
Okay.
I'll raise a wand, though, because you just raised so many. I know I don't talk about serums that often because I don't like to experiment with skincare all that often because I have sensitive, rosacea-prone skin. I have a moisture serum that will knock your freaking socks off. It does not have hyaluronic acid, as we all know. Makes me a little sensitive, but yet manages to be super, super moisturizing. It's Dr. Loretta Intense Replenishing Serum. What magical dewdrops from elves are in this? I couldn't tell you. I'm actually still doing research on this because I truly don't understand why it's working so well for me. And, you know, you can't tell a lot from an ingredient label list without the help of a chemist who can sometimes help. But I am telling you this stuff, it's almost the texture of John Freeze Frizzy's serum from back in the day, but a little bit more viscous, which scares the hell out of you, right?
Yeah.
The thought of putting that on your face.
Yeah.
Yet it sinks right in and leaves you super moisturized. I top it still with moisturizer because I'm really dry anyway, but it is so nice under makeup. It has slipped for like maybe, I'd say 2 to 3 minutes. So wait a second before you put makeup on. But I don't care how dry you are, like eczema, psoriasis, whatever, like, or just like that texture that comes in the winter where you're like, I didn't have that texture before, whether it's a line or a little patch. This stuff is so good. I love it. I love it. I love it. And when have you ever heard me get excited about like,
it's been a while.
Serum.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Right? Dr. Loretta Intense Replenishing Serum. So I put it on the morning and night, but like would be good before your beauty sleep. Just saying. If you don't like that feeling of being extra hydrated, you could do it at night. I'm just hydrated thinking about it. What are we going to get our beauty sleep? We're going to put on our Bastion like foot cream, scrub our hands with Cydia, lay down in a bed.
Cozy comforter.
Until Friday.
I'll see you then.
When our next episode drops. Okay, see you then.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.